I'll totally buy some of Chris Roberts' blood. Are you kidding me? I'm going to clone him and have my own shitty game development studio.
This is the pilot episode of our Star Citizen podcast. I'm sitting here with Beatwagon. How's it going? What's going on?
Not a lot. I'm just hanging out here in the year of our Lord 2018, where Star Citizen's development is really going to ramp up. How are you doing?
Hey, well, this is Virtual Captain. What's up, Commando? Beat, you're going to have me. You're going to have to carry me a little bit because I've never done a podcast before, but I hear you have some experience.
Okay. Oh, see, you picked the wrong guy. Some of my podcasting experience was getting blackout drunk and then electrocuted with a shock collar for others' entertainment.
I remember the shock collar now.
Yeah, I may not be the guy to carry this conversation, but I will try. I am, as you mentioned, I'm Beatwagon. I run some stuff, and it doesn't really matter outside of the fact that there's a couple people that really super-duper hate me because I think Star Citizen is not that great a game.
Beat, what are you talking about? It's 2018. We're late to the party as far as I'm concerned.
Well, no. See, the thing is...
I mean, this should have happened a long time ago.
The stretch goals were expanded, and so now development's really going to ramp up.
Right.
And, you know, roll your dice on whatever your standard Star Citizen apologist excuse is going to be. But I think that that's actually a kind of a good question. It is 2018 now. Squadron 42 is 4 years overdue. The battle lines for, you know...
Well,
fanboys and haters or whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to call them are more entrenched than ever. What, as someone who, you know, maybe even follows this a little more closely than I do, because I'm too busy posting pictures of my dog. what do you think this year, just this year, what do you think is going to happen with Star Citizen?
We should probably reiterate, this is a podcast mostly about Star Citizen, but if any other Kickstarters want to start failing horribly, that would be fun.
Yeah, I think we said Star Citizen 45 times and then went, oh yeah, by the way, this is a Star Citizen podcast, just in case you weren't aware.
Right.
But yeah, that's a good point to make.
I mean, I can rub to any Kickstarter game that wants to be a hilarious train wreck. But
yeah,
the best job at that so far. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't even have to be a game. The I started that stupid kitchen gadgets thread in the Kickstarter subforum on Something Awful, and it's one of my favorite threads. It's great.
Yeah, well, the juicer was pretty good little story, but I think let's jump back to the question you had for me, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, why don't you say your question again? I kind of forgot what it was.
Okay, so it's 2018. We're 4 years past the due date. We're coming out with brand new mechanics. They just dropped the non-functional salvage ship on us. What do you think in the remaining eight months? What do you think is going to happen to Star Citizen in the next 8 months or so?
Well, I was talking to Gorf on the thread, and I was saying to him, you know, there's not a lot to look forward to in 2018. They've basically just talked about female model, maybe, if we get to it at the end. Mining seems to be the new thing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Salvage was on the radar there for a little bit, but, you know, there's a lot of technical hurdles taking a ship apart. And whatever, you know, Minecraft disappearing.
Oh, you for the salvage, do you mean?
Right. So salvage is somewhere in there for this year, maybe. I thought we might need to get some ground rules on what we're gonna call these people that still believe in Star Citizen, but I call them backers or citizenry. And
I think fans. I mean,
I'm all inclusive. The fans of the game or metagame, I thought they were hunkering down real good for 2018. But just this week, I'm seeing all these salty Twitch videos, especially yesterday. I need to post a couple links to in the thread, but man, they were super salty, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if they're going to last all of 2018.
Well, okay.
But
yeah, that's actually something that I noticed, and if you'll pardon me for borrowing the phrase, I actually think that might be good for Star Citizen. One of the chief complaints that I had, and one of the reasons why I even ended up on Something Awful in the first place, was I came from Reddit. I was a you know, big fan. Oh yeah. Oh, oof,
hey,
I'm
no
the worst.
No problem. No problem.
But you know, I backed in 2012. I backed right after the Kickstarter ended, and I was on the Star Citizen subreddit, you know, day and night. Huge fan, really, really big fan. And one of the reasons why I ended up going to Something Awful was actually because people were bitching about it so much that I realized it was one of the few places where people were kind of holding the devs' feet to the fire a little bit. And that's been one of my big complaints for, Jesus Christ, years now, is that nobody seems willing to stand up and say, stop fucking doing this. Please, please focus on the stuff that you were focused on last month. So, you know, the salty Twitch streamer thing might actually not be a bad deal. Like, it might be the pressure that they need.
Well, I'd love to see more pressure on the developers, and that was in the beginning one of my motivations.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very familiar with some of my efforts, but as more and more time has gone on, I've practically given up on anyone holding these guys accountable.
Right. So do you think, okay, let me ask you this. So do you think, when you say you've practically given up on that, do you feel more that it is extremely unlikely that people will hold their feet to the fire, or that it is extremely unlikely that people holding their feet to the fire will have any effect?
One, because you know, I've seen people come and they post their huge effort post and they get shouted down or banned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly speaking mm-hmm. about Reddit and whatever official forums are active at the time.
Spectrum.
But, I mean, there's just not a lot of listening that goes around, especially when you start getting critical of the project.
Right. So you think that you're saying that regardless of if the community did a 180 right now and stopped putting up with the fact that they're changing the stuff that's on their roadmap every month, stopped putting up with the fact that their attention span is like a gnat and they just develop whatever feature is in vogue that day. If the community did a 180 and started really, really digging in and saying no more of this shit, you still don't think it's salvageable?
It's hard to say since we don't know any of the budget or
is that
remaining, but
or is okay. All right.
I think it would help a playable game appear faster, but it's hard to say without knowing what goes on inside of the company responsible for this project.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but that's one of those factors that we mere peons sitting here watching the world's most open video game development just can't know because we're not allowed.
You just don't understand.
But I kind of am.
Well, tell me your answer on that then. What do you think would happen? Or what do you think
the community is capable of inducing? I perhaps am a little more naive. But I think that this actually comes as a result of the fact that I have spent just far, far, far too long dealing personally with members of the community, both on the frustrated end with, you know, the Star Citizen refund subreddit.
Okay,
you're
in a very unique position because you get to communicate with both sides a lot. I mean, most
yeah,
of
well, I think anybody.
Well, I've tried to communicate with the others, with some of the fan base, and it the conversations are very, very short. But okay, let's go ahead and let's hear your insight.
Yeah, so I think, and first of all, for what it's worth, I think that anybody can go talk to the, let's call them fans. Well, I'll say I'm a fan. Some people are fans of Star Citizen the game. I'm a fan of Star Citizen the ARG. But I think that one of the things that I've learned kind of talking to some of the real diehard fans, you know, some of the guys who are really on Reddit every day, just, you know, hammering about, you know, it's an alpha, et cetera, is I think that if the community all got on one page, on the same page, and admitted openly a lot of the things that they that are wrong about what's going on, that, you know, indisputably the things that are happening that make you feel gross inside, and held the devs' feet to the fire, I actually think, and this might be a bit naive, but I actually think that they could effect positive change, and it would be legitimately good for Star Citizen. That's my take.
I think so.
The reason is...
Yeah.
Money. This whole enterprise runs on just piles of nerd cash, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they do, like, what?
I don't know.
Somebody's salary a month?
Yeah, you'd have to ask somebody else. I don't pay attention to the tracker at all, but they do, you know, a couple $1 million a month, right? It's pretty bananas.
I think it's something like 15 million a month, or not a month, every six months.
Every 6 months? Okay. Yeah, so I think if the community really strongly came out and said, for example, like, hey, stop fucking making new spaceships, right?
Put your head down.
And please, 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 please focus on the mechanics. Because every time you come out and say, every time you come out and talk about a mechanic, you say that you started work on it 6 months later than the last time you said that. So if the community came out and said, listen, please focus on the mechanics. I don't care if we're all flying gray boxes around.
Yeah.
Please focus on the mechanics. Or we're not going to spend any more money. I think that would force the hand of, you know, some of the guys in the upper echelons at Cloud Imperium who just aren't doing their fucking job.
I agree with you. I think I mixed... You know, I mixed a lot of different feelings into my answer, which is I mixed a little bit of the feeling of that'll never happen into my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I think at some point that may happen, but I have my doubts. And
if you asked me, do you think that the community will do that? I have a very different answer. So I think we're more on the same page than you think.
Right. And I think one good insight to that is this Shroud of the Avatar game. Very similar setup, very similar to monetization methods. The two CEOs know each other.
Yeah, I mean, I would say almost even more predatory, right? That guy was selling vials of his blood. That's crazy. You can't do that.
Hey. Chris Roberts does that. I'm buying a little bit, if I can.
Oh, I'll totally buy some of Chris Roberts' blood. Are you kidding me? I'm going to clone him and have my own shitty game development studio.
But
I would do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. Chris Roberts, sell me your blood.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I hope that you decide to listen to this inaugural maybe episode of two goons talking about bullshit.
We are going to give you some really good ideas. So add us to your RSS.
Yeah, for sure. You're gonna wanna pay attention to this.
Yeah, this is a good one. But but that, you know, that game is launching, I think, today. And, you know, go on their forums and things, and it's all, you know, honky dory, everything. Oh yeah. It's gonna be improved, whatever. Somehow they've set up this system real well where people that get frustrated with the project just kind of fall off the radar. They don't really appear or, you know, have any grievance. I think the calculation is a little bit different with Star Citizen because people are highly financially invested. But at the same time, Shroud of the Avatar has, you know, we heard a few stories of people that are 40K into it.
Yeah, so. I think the thing, like, weirdly, I don't think that the stories are all that different, but I think that Star Citizen has more legs that just because it's gotten so much more coverage. Mm. And that might be bias on my part. It might just be that I'm not seeing Shroud of the Avatar coverage. But, you know, Star Citizen being able to... How many articles have you read about the biggest crowdfunded video game in history? Like, people sunk, in my opinion, so much more hopes and dreams mm-hmm. into Star Citizen than Shroud of the Avatar.
I think you're right. Shroud of the Avatar, run by this guy. He's got
And everybody kind of knew.
So it's just kind of par for the course on there.
Everybody kind of knew Garriott was a little shifty. You know, like, everybody's like, Richard Garriott, like, he makes good games sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Roberts came back out of the ether like the descending angel from heaven.
That he is.
I don't think that there was the same level of critical thinking about it.
Version be upon him.
People were like, hey, Richard Garriott's making a new game. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Certainly not on my end. Certainly when I backed, I was like, Chris Roberts, fuck yeah, he made Wing Commander. That's great. I'll give him $1,000. Like, if people were like, hey man, Richard Garriott's making Shroud of the Avatar, you want to give him money? I'd be like, no, fuck no.
Mm.
Hell no.
Well,
Ultima Online is a nightmare.
I appreciate your insight, because you've been at this a lot longer than I have, right after the Kickstarter. Like, and I don't...
And so,
I'm surprised that you've been able to, you called them naive opinions, or possibly naive opinions, and I was like that for the first year or so, and I'm moving on my basically second year of, like, active talking about Star Citizen lifetime.
Right.
And...
Well, okay, so briefly, my story... Briefly.
Are we gonna do my stories on the pilot episode? Are you sure about this? I almost want to save that.
Just a taste.
Okay,
just
okay.
A taste.
I backed in
2012. A friend got me into it. Friend was like, hey, you remember the guy who made Wing Commander? He's making a game. I was like, yep, sure, I'm into it, whatever, fuck it. And happened to that year or the year after or whatever, get a new job, made a lot more money. Just, you know, every now and then would throw. And I think this is the reason why this is important is because I think that this is where a large part of the foundation of the community comes from. I didn't give a shit about spaceships.
Mm.
Right. In terms of what I was getting for my money. But what I cared about was that I had bought into the, we're doing a brand new thing. We're telling the publishers to fuck off. We're blazing our own trail. And so every month or two, I would, you know, I'd upgrade a ship or I'd buy another thing or, you know, whatever, just because I wanted to continue to support the development, right?
That's not a mentality I see a lot posted online. To me, it's always been, oh, these guys are only buying ships because they want to be the most powerful badass on the block. I haven't heard this story a lot.
There was a shift. There has been a sea change.
Okay, this is a little bit before my time. I like this.
Yeah, so it was a really common thing to see and hear several years ago. And whether or not those people were being honest, I don't know. I can't tell you. But it was a very common thing to see and hear several years ago. If you were to go look at my transactions on RSI, it was always like, you know, $25 here, $20 there, maybe $50-$60 here. In a way that was justifiable to me, because I was supporting the development and I wasn't spending a whole shitload of money on, I wasn't spending any more than I would spend for, you know, going to the movies, right? Taking my wife to the movies mm-hmm. that weekend or whatever. Right. And this was really, 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 really common. A lot of people said they weren't buying ships. You were just supporting the development. They didn't care. They were going to just give them $20 every month anyway. Right. And that has sort of disappeared off the radar because, in my opinion, it's gotten much, much, much harder to make that argument, because when I was doing that, most of what was being pulled out was reissues, okay, of first and second wave ships. So they would, it would be, you know, oh yeah, you remember that thing you didn't get a chance to buy during the Kickstarter? We're gonna offer it again. Here you go, or whatever. The ratio has shifted to where more and more of the sales are on just brand new concept bullshit that they're pulling out. And it always is bigger and better, because obviously.
Right. Well, that's what's going to entice the collectors.
Right. That's how you make money. You're not going to make money selling the Aurora Legionnaire for the 57th time. And I think that because of that, it's gotten a lot harder to just say, well, I'm just supporting the development. I don't know, whatever. Because really what it boils down to is you're buying an Idris because you want to have the biggest swinging dick in the server, you know? So
single shard, dude. Don't you know anything about Star Citizen?
I honestly, what are you talking about, this server? I really don't. And that maybe is the disclaimer that I should have said at the very beginning.
Oh yeah, disclaimer. At we don't point, understand game development.
No, seriously, this is a point that should be brought up. At this point, I have forgotten so much about Star Citizen that sometimes people will post on Reddit or in the thread or wherever, like, hey, where the fuck is this feature supposed to be? And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my god.
When was that a thing?
Oh my
god. It's how they get away with it, man.
Well,
seriously, it's how they get away with it.
This might be a good partnership, because, you know, that's my expertise, is digging up this old baloney. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it like that. These
features. What you should do is give a little overview, not necessarily of my story, but a little overview about who you are and what you do, because people might be interested in that, and it's definitely something that I'm interested in. It's something I use on a regular basis, and I think that that's important.
Sure. Well, my name is Virtual Captain. I like Star Citizen, the ARG, the online augmented virtual reality, whatever. Sorry, social lubricant. Working pretty fast here. And my just quick version of my story is, I was watching a lot of, what was that game? Elite Dangerous, 2014.
What was that game? The other space game. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. It's just
It's that game's been out so long that I'm forgetting about it.
I was thinking you were going to come up with something like super niche and old school.
No,
Elite Dangerous. All right.
I was watching that old game, Elite Dangerous, and all these Star Citizen fans started showing up in Twitch chat and doing all this crazy chat. And I had seen Star Citizen during the Kickstarter days, but, you know, money was tight or something. I don't know. I wish I could transport myself back and see why I didn't pledge, because I've pledged to different games on Kickstarter. But I didn't. I saw Kickstarter while it was active.
Shout out to Harebrained Schemes BattleTech, which is coming out soon. That is one of the few games that I've backed that is going to exist.
I saw that one and didn't back it either, but I wish I knew why I didn't back Star Citizen, but I saw it while it was in Kickstarter. Anyways, so
right,
I knew about Star Citizen vaguely, and I had seen the thread on Something Awful, and it was very excited at the time. And late 2014, all these really toxic chatters started showing up and got me hooked back into Star Citizen. Or at least WildStar was already dead, basically, at that point, so I needed a new game to vulture.
And
Star Citizen is a very good fix.
Yes, it is.
So that's how I got involved with Star Citizen. So, I don't want to make this too big of a my story, but I did create a website called Star Citizen Tracker, which lists a lot of the features that are coming very soon to Star Citizen, or coming eventually.
Okay, and I'm just gonna jump in here, because you are,
I spend a lot of time,
you're 100% underselling this, and
Yeah, on the off chance that somebody listens to this that isn't one of the five people that post regularly in the Star Citizen thread on Something Awful, which I understand is not going to happen, but on the off chance that somebody does listen to this that doesn't know about the Star Citizen tracker, it is absolutely your number one place to go for a full status update on any goddamn feature you can think of that Star Citizen was supposed to have and didn't. There have been numerous inquiries from writers about who makes this. I need to talk to them. It is a huge, as far as I know. It is a huge deal because it is the only place that you can go to actually see the fact of what was promised, when it was promised, and what its status is right now.
Well, thank you. I hope we can talk more about the Star Citizen Tracker. The website URL is starcitizentracker.github.io. It is a work of love. What's the phrase?
Passion.
Passion.
Passion project.
Work of...
A crime of passion, perhaps?
anyways, it's a website, and I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty accurate.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
I think it looks great.
It has
great.
Reminded me of so many things that I forgot were even fucking supposed to be in this goddamn game.
Anyways, it's a pretty useful site, I think. And shout out to all the editors that put work into that. It's not just me, though I do a lot of the front-end work. And I do a lot of the, like, watching old 10 for the Chairman videos, but shout out to all the editors
poor soul.
well, you know, second shout out to those guys who do the transcriptions, because no, I'm not gonna watch that whole thing. No way.
Yeah, I don't want to get into just naming people from the thread that are great, because I'll just be here all day. I love most of them. But Something Jones's transcriptions are fantastic, and if I would love to just host a website of just his transcriptions, because they're incredible. I'm not going to, because I'm incredibly lazy, but it would be a great thing.
Well, what other topics we got here today?
Well, all right. So we talked about, like, what do we think is gonna happen in Star Citizen this year.
And what was our answer to that? Mining,
what do you
salvage,
think
gonna... maybe?
Yeah. I don't think I even listed anything. I think it's gonna be more of the same. They're gonna fart out a patch every 3 months or whatever. And it's gonna have, I think the big tentpole feature in this one is inverse kinematics. You've got procedural walking, which is, I think, what they're actually calling it, which is fucking insane. But I think they're gonna fart out a patch every 3 months, and the major features like mining and, you know, whatever are gonna get pushed back every time. We'll probably see mining. We might see salvage this year.
Well, we've seen this story a lot. They talk a big game and then push back 2 weeks every
patch time, if there's even a patch time. Standard operating procedure for SIG. I think the big thing that we're going
to
see
for
2018, though.
Can you please not do SIG? EIG, please.
All right, fair.
Is this
going to
be a problem? Is this going to be a problem? Because CIA, FBI...
I've been calling them SIG since 2012, man. All right. So...
I don't want to pull
seniority over here, but no. But I think the one thing that I do think we're going to see in 2018 that's going to be big is more backlash from the community. I don't know what form.
I actually agree.
I don't know what form that's going to take, and I don't think it's going to kill Star Citizen. I think this show has got another 2 or 3 years. It's got a couple more seasons for sure.
But
I do think we are going to start seeing more backlash.
I thought,
and what I want to know from you and your experience is which I'm trying to think of a way to ask this that doesn't just single out pro Star Citizen guys, because, you know, I don't know that we need to do that. But what type of backer do you think is gonna just throw in the towel this year? I'm gonna answer just to give you an idea, kind of the question that I'm asking.
You better answer first, because I have no idea right now.
Sure. I think that for example, the PvP guys, they're still gonna be in. They're there for a while. And I know that, you know, a lot of the Renegade Squad guys left and all that because the flight model shit and the PvP shit and the weapons are shit and the whole game is shit. But I think the diehard guys are gonna stay. I think it's gonna be the guys who want to just explore deep space. You know, there's a whole contingent of backers that just wanted to get a Carrick and they just wanted to fly into deep space and just explore there and live there. And I think those guys this year are going to get really, really fucking tired of the same three moons. And we're going to see a huge drop off in the quote unquote exploration players. That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, at some point I'm going to have to write down the chart of all the types of players. I'm not too familiar with that subject.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't really give you a. It was kind of a shitty question because there's a bunch of different categories of players. But like, yeah. let me maybe I can rephrase this. What major feature of Star Citizen do you think is going to be the most disappointing to people when it doesn't show up this year?
I don't even know where to start. I will say. The arena commander guys, the guys that like to jump in that arena commander, fly around and do whatever they do in there, they are really hurting. I'm seeing a lot of posts about the flight model.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
That would be my first guess, but at the same time, that's an actual playable, not 10 frames per second part of the air quotes game. So,
but isn't that kind of worse, though?
I don't know. I think... Like,
no, hear me out. All right, so you are, hypothetically, you are virtual captain, not creator of the tracker, which shines light on the lies, not goon, not known shit poster. You are virtual captain in this hypothetical scenario. You are virtual captain... Earnest, God-fearing, hard-working Star Citizen fan, right?
Okay, you know what? I've been joining a few of the different Star Citizen Discord channels lately, and I really don't know what motivates these. I really cannot... I've tried. I have tried to put myself in those shoes, and I can't. I just can't.
Let me... Okay, I'm gonna hold your hand... And we are gonna walk together through the Garden of Star Citizen.
I think what might help is, instead of saying Star Citizen, just replace it with, like, a different game name.
Oh, no. You gotta get the full, authentic experience.
All right. Go ahead.
So, So, in this hypothetical scenario where we're trying to figure out what's the worst thing, you are devoted. You want to see this game made because it has been your dream for your whole sad little life.
Okay.
To be able to stand on the bridge of your starship and have a cup of coffee while your plucky first officer says, "Hey, when are we going to get those repairs done, boss?" And you go, "I'll do it when we get into port next time." You want this more than almost life itself.
Okay.
Right? So you boot up Star Citizen and you have two options. The first thing you do is you go into the PU. And it's almost unplayable. It's borderline unplayable. It's 5 to 10 frames a second, okay? It's 5 to 10 frames a second.
Waiting 30 minutes for the load screen. Sure.
Yeah, of course. All the standard applies here. But you can see a glimpse of your space dream.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm doing this.
And so you're standing there in the PU. It's 5 frames a second, and you can see as a like almost like a slideshow images from your space dream go by, and your brain automatically fills. Yeah, have you ever read those things where like every other letter is put in backwards or whatever? Right?
Oh,
then your brain just fills in the spot.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, so there's
missing letters. There's, I can relate to you.
Yeah, okay, missing maybe vowels, missing letters. Sure. Okay. The there's a little brain teaser where you know somebody will write a sentence and everything is spelled wrong or is missing letters, but your brain puts it together anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, when you're standing there in the PU and you're watching this slideshow go by, your brain is filling in the gaps and you're seeing so much potential, and that
like
is the key
game.
Word.
I like
that's
this.
The key word.
It's fun.
Yeah. So the key word you got to remember here is you're standing at Port Olisar watching a caterpillar slowly jank its way past the landing pad in still frame images, one every couple seconds, right?
And my brain is
but
filling
your
it
brain,
in. Okay.
Your brain fills in the empty bits, the little bits and bobs, and you think, God, you know, when this runs good, it's going to be amazing. That's what you think. If you're a star, if you're an honest to God Star Citizen backer and fan, when you're standing there in the PU watching that slideshow, you go, God, I just can't wait till this runs super smooth and I can stand on the bridge of my spaceship and drink my space coffee and argue with my plucky first officer. Now, when you go into Arena Commander, on the other hand, it runs okay.
Okay. All right.
It runs okay enough for you to see how shitty it actually is.
That's why I said Arena
because
Commander.
Arena Commander, right. So
I mean,
your whole
been
point was
this. Same thing, the same Arena Commander. And the thing that I'll say for Arena Commander fans, if there are any, I have trouble believing that, but apparently
I'm
there
sure
are.
Some.
Chris said... that they're going to give love to blah, blah, blah module and the other blah, blah, blah module. So Chris said they're going to get love this year for that module. So boom.
No, but here's the thing. Here's why it doesn't matter. And this is the point I was trying to make. Because when you go into
it doesn't matter, but somehow it matters.
When you go into the PU, no, it doesn't matter. Nobody seriously cares. Because the Arena Commander is dead because Arena Commander puts light to the lie. Because Arena Commander runs well enough for you to see how shit the game actually is. Whereas the PU runs like garbage, which leaves a bunch of empty space for your brain to fill in. Man, when they get this optimized, it's going to be great.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
see what I mean? Okay. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. So the key here is, in Arena Commander, you can see the flight model for what it really is, which is dog shit. In the PU, everything is so fucking janky that you just write it all off being due to bugs or being due to poor optimization. And in the PU, such as it is, your brain kind of fills in and you go like, man, it's got so much potential. But you can't say that in Arena Commander because it runs at a solid 30 frames a second and it just still feels like dog shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is why I think that any actual honest to God fan, quote unquote fan of Arena Commander, is pretty much already on their way out. Look at the Renegade Squadron guys. Half of those dudes straight up told the other half to fuck themselves.
I'm not aware.
Handed over their Twitter accounts to goons and bailed on Star Citizen.
So that, what? I don't know anything about this.
Oh, ignorant. Jesus. Yeah. But you know what? When you get a link to this, to me, and I will post it on one of the Renegade Squadron Twitter accounts.
How are we doing on time, bro?
How are we doing
on time, Commando?
Oh, I got another hour or so left.
Oh, okay. Well, this is
the bourbon's kicking in. So.
This is going a lot better than I thought. I thought we were going to be grasping for straws. Got nothing.
No, to... I can pretty much.
Deniers
fucking
got nothing
ass
to talk
about. Whatever. I just have to get started. That's the thing with me. If you get me started,
apparently,
I can just talk.
I told you,
unendingly
you could carry me
forever. So it's not actually as it's. Here's the thing, though. You're going to listen to this later before you post it, and you're going to be like, God damn, none of this is funny. What the fuck? And that's true.
Eh.
I never said I'd be funny. I just said I would talk a lot.
Hey, you know, my opinion was, if I can watch, and I have no problem watching the entire show relay or guard frequency or name drop, whatever. I can watch the whole thing.
Which one? Wait, those are different guys, right? Guard frequency and.
Yeah, I would think so.
Are those the same guys on a different show?
No, I think it's
different. I don't fucking know.
Different
anymore.
People, I would hope. But I can watch the whole thing. And I have no problem listening to the fans. But
yeah,
I feel
so.
Like,
so you think that presumably, if you can do that, somebody can listen.
Right. I'm thinking if they can talk about what they're hoping for, what they're, you know, what's going to come in 2 weeks, then I could do the same thing.
So that's, okay.
That's
kind of
where
fair.
This is born from.
That's fair. I would like to get one of those guys on. So here are my two requests, universe and listeners.
Yeah.
Of which right now there actually are none. My two requests are first of all, Chris Roberts, Sell Me Your Blood, and second of all, Eris, come talk
what
to
up,
me. I would love to just kick it with you for a little bit. Or Jake. I also love Jake, but I think Jake would be less funny because I just really actually like Jake, and I'm not going to give Jake any shit because he's reasonably sane. I want to hear Eris talk about what it meant to him to get photoshopped onto a grizzly bear. That's what I want to hear.
This podcast is very early, and yeah, we're totally open to more people.
I don't know what the plans are. God only knows if there'll even be a second episode or if I'll be on the second episode, but I want to kick it with Eris for, yeah, I don't know, 15 minutes. I just want to ask him some questions.
Yeah, let's make it happen, Captain.
I don't have that kind of pull. I'm just a guy. I'm just some guy.
We'll
on
see
the
where
internet,
it goes.
Man.
You know, the other thing that I do, and I just want to mention this briefly, is the Star Citizen Thread recap on Something Awful. And it's
yes.
Really, my God, this is more work than the tracker, believe it or not.
Is it really?
It is. Holy crap. It's a lot of work, especially when I'm not because I have to read the thread twice practically the way I do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. So I feel bad for all those shitposts now. I mean,
you
I,
better,
mean I don't. I don't, but.
I am pulsing a vein sometimes because I'll be scrolling past pages and pages of shitposts. But anyways, I need to get better at just recapping while I read it the first time.
So do you have like, I'm picturing you here with like, you've got like six monitors and one of them just has codes scrolling up on the side, like the Matrix, and the other one is just save the links.
Not far from the truth. Not far from the truth.
Like,
I have a Twitter bot that scrolls text past my third monitor.
Jesus Christ.
I should send you a screenshot.
And people think I care. And people accuse me of caring too much.
Oh, dude.
All I do is post pictures of my dog, man.
I have a Star Citizen problem.
You know what? No, honestly, you are doing the community a service because sometimes I just skip a bunch of posts in the main thread and just go read the recap thread. If I see that there's a new recap post, I go like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just read that part. That's all that matters.
I appreciate it. Or, I mean, I'm glad you enjoy it. It doesn't make me any.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Star Citizen. It's only making one guy money.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, where was I going with this?
I honestly, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. I got sidetracked with the recap thing.
Anyways. You know, we might need
Chris
a little.
Chris Roberts, sell me your blood.
Oh, right.
I think
right.
That was the. This is the salient point.
Well,
this is the
oh, yes.
Point
I remember. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. It just reminded me. The Star Citizen recap thread was. I was just like, you know, I could perfect this for hours and hours and hours and make an awesome post, or I could just, you know, throw out what I have on my clipboard right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this podcast is the same thing. It's just, let's just try it and see where it goes. In the original post of the Star Citizen recap, the text says, I don't know what's going to happen, or it's like something along these lines of, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm going to get better at it as it goes. So this podcast is going to go to 1 million episodes or 1,000 or whatever, but it's going to get better as it goes.
See, here's what I think you should do. And this is, we're getting
so
really
today,
meta.
Today is right crap, now. But tomorrow will be better. And the next day will be better.
Oh, sure. It always is. See, the last podcast that I was on, I had the luxury of, I'm just, because I think it's funny. I had the luxury of joining well into their run. Basically, it was a video games podcast.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm not going to give the name, and I'm not going to give any links to episodes.
Understandable.
There are people who want to dox me and murder my dog and all of that nonsense.
Well, you'll notice on this first episode, we don't have webcam. Maybe we'll get masks.
Yeah, you're not going to get people showing up
at our door.
Yeah, you'll never get me. You might get, maybe if I get one of those face replacement things, then I can be a panda or whatever. But anyway, it was a gaming podcast, and it was two guys. And one of the guys...
I'm having fun, dude. Are you having fun?
Me? Oh, yeah. Dude, I've got bourbon. I'm always having fun. but it was two guys and their friends talking about games. And both of those guys were really, 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 really into fighting games. And so it would just happen that the two guys who were super into fighting games would just plow over everybody else and talk about fighting games for an hour and a half every night. And it was, you know, I mean, if you were super into fighting games, it was fine. But if you were into anything else, it was crazy boring. And I went over there one night to play Halo or whatever. And they were like, oh, we got to do this podcast real quick. And then we can, you know, and then we can play.
Oh, so hey, just coincidental.
Yeah, totally coincidental. I was just friends of their, you know, I was. Do you want to sit in on this? And I was like, okay. I mean, yeah, why not? And so I drink a lot.
Okay.
And I got really drunk, and every time they would start talking about Street Fighter 4 or what the fuck ever, I would just start screaming about World of Warcraft or StarCraft or any other kind of game, anything but a fighting game. I would just immediately start talking about it and totally derail the conversation.
And the podcast hockey sticked. It was like, boom!
People liked it enough that I got invited back to be a regular, and that was my sort. So that was kind of my whole shtick, to the point where we had a bit. And I don't remember who came up with this bit.
Do you still do this podcast?
What's that?
Do you still do this podcast?
You're cutting out just a tiny bit.
Oh, do you still do this podcast? Or
no. It died. It died years and years.
Okay,
and
then
years
I got y'all to myself, Commando.
But we had a bit, and I think I came up with this bit because it's the kind of stupid, dumb bullshit that I would come up with. But we had a bit where I would come up with these crazy conspiracy theories, Alex Jones style, right? And I would wear a shock collar like for a dog, and the whole thing was if somebody. I would butt in and I would have to just on the fly come up with this crazy conspiracy theory and get louder and louder and louder until they shocked me into remission.
It was a volume.
And that is the sum of my podcasting experience is getting electrocuted on air after drinking, you know, a bottle of bourbon. Uh-huh. So I have no idea what to tell you about starting your own very first podcast, but I think it's, you know, probably going okay. Nobody's been electrocuted yet, so I think that's a plus for sure.
Okay. Well, on that topic, can you give us
electrocution?
A conspiracy about the inner workings of Robert Space Industries? Fidelity be upon them. Right
Peace
now.
Be upon them. Jesus, man. Or, you know, not, whatever.
Can you give us a conspiracy theory about the inner workings, or no, not yet?
Oh, can I give you a conspiracy theory about the inner workings of Robert Space Industries?
Okay.
I bet I can. Okay. So here is my conspiracy theory about the inner workings of Robert Space Industries.
There are
no employees in the Los Angeles office.
Yeah, no way!
No employees. Zero employees.
Let me tell you why I think this. Okay,
hey, this is going to be tough.
What does the Los Angeles office do? Los Angeles office does HR, it does concept art, it does this kind of thing. That's all stuff you can farm out, okay? All of the heavy lifting is done in Germany and the UK, and they get way better tax breaks there. So what they're doing is they're renting this office in LA. They get to hang out there, they get to walk around. It's like Chris
film videos?
And Sandy.
Are the film videos fake or not? Because
no, the videos are real, but those are crisis actors. Those are crisis actors. They hire guys. Dude, it's L.A. You can get a guy to come be in your video for $5 out there, okay? They jump on Fiverr once a week, and they get these guys to come in and pretend they're development. Watch the videos in L.A. versus the videos in Foundry. The guys in the UK, the guys in Germany, they look fucking tired, right? Yeah. Because they've been working. True. They've been working 24 hours a day trying to get this fucking piece of shit tech demo to turn into a game. The guys in LA, they look totally relaxed.
Look at Disco. Look at Disco.
They're unemployed.
Fresh as a flower.
The guys in LA are unemployed. They're actors. They call them up once every 2 weeks or whenever they do an LA video.
This is too good.
$5. I'm telling you, the rest of the time, it's just Chris's personal hangout room. Dude, he's in there playing fucking Xbox every goddamn day. I guarantee it. I will stake my name on that.
Okay. I have to give you a shock.
That is loud. Actually, in the last podcast, that's where I would have gotten electrocuted.
That was loud.
For sure.
Hit the little red area on this bar that I'm looking at.
My bad. I apologize for destroying your beautiful audio levels. But yeah, no, dude, I can do conspiracy theories for sure. The really funny part about that, here's the really funny part about that conspiracy theory that I just yelled about. I hope that somebody shows up
who is their California studio.
No. Please don't go to their California.
We don't want to escalate to that. No.
Yeah, just leave them alone. What I hope is that somebody who's very anti Star Citizen refunds, the refund subreddit, I hope they listen to that, because in our weekly chat thread message, one of the things that is in there in the post that says like what kind of stuff belongs in the weekly discussion thread is something along the lines of your insane conspiracy theory about how there's actually no employees in the LA office. So that seed has been planted for the last 3 or 4 weeks in the refund subreddit, and I'm really, really, really hoping that somebody who doesn't like me listens to this and thinks I actually believe that. Okay. I want to get that email, please.
Yeah. All right.
So what's your insane conspiracy theory?
Might be similar, but I don't have any right now. I stick to the facts.
Just the facts. Well, you're a more honorable man than I am.
Well,
I deal in hyperbole and lies, mostly.
Yeah, well, are we 100% lies on this FUDcast, or what?
Me? For me, I'm like, lies to like truth, like 70-30. Lies are just so much more funny. You know,
they are funny. You got me going a few times there.
The lies are more funny, and the lies are extra funny because people get really mad about them.
I think my conspiracy theory is not going to go too wild this week, but Ben in the hospital again. Chris did not visit him, and he's pissed about it.
I mean, maybe.
The trouble for Ben is doesn't have the platform anymore. We haven't seen him anywhere. Doesn't have the YouTube whatever again.
I think Ben is transcended. I don't think you're giving Ben enough credit.
You know what? I have not.
I think Ben has become the puppet master. And I think that what we're seeing now, this turn into a much darker
period. 2018. 2018
he was
is
light.
Dark.
He was light side, huh? He was light side before.
I think Ben. Here's the thing. Turning here's to the dark thing. Side. You gotta really go all the way with your conspiracy theories. I don't think Ben has been pushed out. No. Because that would be normal. That would be simple. That would be easy. I think Ben has assumed his role as the puppet master, okay? He's got all the Wing Commander dirt. That dude definitely knows shit about Chris Roberts that Chris Roberts doesn't want other people to know. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
Are you telling me? Ben knows where the... He is holding dude, hammer
Ben
over Ben over Chris? And is
ben
like
knows
running
where
the
fucking bodies are buried,
right.
Man.
Oh,
he knows where they're buried.
Oh my god. You got the wrong mastermind. You gotta look at the big picture, man.
You gotta look at the big picture, man. It's all right there in front of you. But they keep moving those cups. They keep moving those cups, and you don't know which one it's under, right?
Alright. You know what? I haven't checked Ben's Twitter feed in like 2 weeks.
I have no idea.
Dude, you're not gonna believe this.
I hope it's just every post is just a picture of him as a bear. That would be the ultimate mind fuck. Just you go to Ben's Twitter and it's just photoshops of him as a grizzly bear, and you're like, oh fuck, maybe Ben's in charge.
Dude, I like this theory, but check this out. March 22nd. He's twittering about Barkley shut up and jam. Gaiden! Are you Whoa! There's layers here.
I'm telling you, his last tweet was the 22nd, right?
No, that's
5 days ago. It's the 27th now.
No, his latest tweet is from 4th.
24th. Okay, so 3 days ago, right? So 3 days ago, that dude, that motherfucker, used to tweet like 4 times a day.
I think there's code messages in here. There is code messages in here because if you look at this Twitter feed, it's just nonsense Wing Commander stuff. I think you might be onto something. There's encoded messages here in this
room. I'm telling you, man. People think that I'm full of shit, and they think that I'm just making everything. Dude, I've been on both sides of this. It goes the refund subreddit goes fucking deep, dog. For real. I know things, okay? I know things that they don't want me to know, and that's why they're trying to silence me.
Yeah, that's right.
No. And that's actually the attitude that I wish Derek would take, like, way more often, because it would be so much funnier.
You keep downplaying how connected you are, and then now you're like, oh yeah, I'm super connected, so I can't make heads or tails.
Well, because I feel safe. I can talk to you. You're gonna edit this out. You wouldn't do me dirty by leaving this.
hold on. Hold on. I'm working on the tracker, kinda. Not really. It's kind of in maintenance mode because one nice thing about Star Citizen. Doesn't move very
fast.
Not
a lot happens.
Yeah. So, like, you do one or two updates a month, bang. You basically...
Shit, you're
that's
more updates than they do.
Anyways. Then there's the recap thread. Okay, that keeps me busy. Like, that's a daily concern, pretty much.
Sure. Yeah.
I ain't doing editing. This is straight to tape, so watch your mouth. Keep
I take everything. Hey, okay, in that case, I take everything I said back. I'm just a guy. I don't even have a dog. In fact, I'm not even a guy. I'm just a sentient computer program. Please don't try and dox me.
Well,
I think I should be covered. I can at least go back for another 5 minutes and start talking about how connected I am.
Dude, this is fun. I thought we were going to have trouble staying for 30 minutes. I'm like... I'm jacking tits at the moment.
Now, okay, so the question is it going to be worth listening to? That's a totally different answer.
Dude,
who knows?
I would listen to this over some of those other podcasts.
You know what I, honest to God, though, you know what I think you should do? Seriously. And I think I started doing this. I said we're going to get really meta here for a second. Totally sidetracked, like, forever ago. What I think you should do is there's people that contribute a lot to the thread, a lot, far more than I do. And I think that it would be really cool to do like a you know, monthly or weekly, whatever your thing is that you want to do this, and have a different person on every time, so you can kind of get a flavor of the thread.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like. Like,
give me
okay,
an example.
So we've got
give me an example.
Okay, so hypothetically, let's look at it this way. Because this is kind of, you know, this is kind of your baby. You've got the Beatwagon episode in the bag. Everybody just knows now that I'm a fucking lunatic.
Hold on,
right?
Hold on. Are you saying you're not a regular?
No, I'll come back. But I think, like, I seriously think the next time that you do it, I think it would be really cool to get, like, I think it would be really cool to get a rotating stable of regulars.
Okay.
Like, I would like to hear the Gorf episode.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean?
4 hours.
I would love to hear the Gorf episode or even, like, the Toops episode and hear about Solar Plebeian.
Okay.
Plebeian? You know, however you say that.
Good,
whatever.
You're good.
And maybe get, like, kind of a rotating cast so that like, you know, you get a couple of the, I don't want to say heavy hitters from the thread because everybody contributes in their own way, but so that we all kind of rotate back through and we can give updated, you know, sort of updated views and takes on things. Like, I can come back next week and talk about all this dumb shit again, but it won't be nearly as entertaining in my mind as getting, like, you know, Gorf. I would love to hear Gorf.
I would love to hear his voice, dude. And by the way, everybody out there, this is my first time hearing.
Is it? I swear I thought you were in voice chat for the
oh,
the,
well, you've probably heard me. Oh,
CIG, the CIG presentation.
Yeah. Okay, I might have heard you, but I didn't know who was talking because I'm not really watching the, you know, whose name
okay,
is lighting up.
Yeah, that's fair. There are, and there's always like 80 people in there.
Yeah, sure. Sure there is.
Yeah. I see, that's what I would.
I have an army of believers and disbelievers and skeptics and fudders and fuddy buddies.
Yeah.
An army.
I would think.
You cannot believe
the
sign up rate for our disinformation army.
Dude, there's so many 2017 registration dates in the thread now. It's crazy. It's blowing my mind.
Ah. So.
It's banana. And I say this, you know, I don't mean to be elitist about registration dates because, dude, I'm a 2015. Like, don't even fucking worry about it. But, like, it's weird because it felt for a little while like there was a drop off. You know what I mean?
Tell me what you're talking about.
Like kind of last year, a little bit, it felt like, okay, nobody's really joining.
Oh,
it's
I see what you're talking about. Like the Star Citizen thread only.
Yeah.
Sign-ups.
Yeah, because for a while, the Star Citizen thread was a driver for signups. It just was.
Oh,
people would
really?
Sign up just so that they could come post in the thread. And that kind of died off a little bit, it felt like. And now I keep seeing all these brand new registrations. And it feels a little bit like, even though we lost a bunch of posters who have just moved on to go do other things, but it feels like we're getting some new blood in, and it's interesting. I'm not going to say it's good or bad, because again, despite what a lot of people think, I really don't have a stake in the destroy Star Citizen fight. I'm just here as a casual observer, but it is interesting to see how the longer they go between updates and how the less content there is in the updates, the more people sign up for something awful.
That's
it seems like.
Oh,
I would love to see some statistics on that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'm wondering, because they're moving to this schedule where just push out whatever we have, even if it's 5 frames per second.
Right.
Are we going to see, obviously, we're going to see more of those situations where they push out an update and there's like, doors maybe work a little bit better or whatever.
So it's actually been interesting. I have a little bit of insight into this because I keep an eye on the stats of the Star Citizen refund subreddit, which is a pretty good metric for how
the pulse. I don't have a good idea on that pulse.
It's a pretty good metric for how I think regular people kind of view Star Citizen, because the Something Awful community can be somewhat insular.
You've been double-crossing on me. I just updated the thread, and I see you got, like, at least two posts. Are you posting while podcasting?
No, no. The last post I made was before we started, I swear.
Okay.
Better be. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was the guy, the shooting guy. The Star Citizen refund subreddit, I think, is sort of an interesting metric for how people feel about it, about the game at any given point in time. And the really, really, really weird part is the biggest traffic spikes we ever get are not after patches. They're after events. When Chris Roberts is allowed up on stage and he's allowed to talk and show people things, the Star Citizen refund subreddit gets huge traffic spikes. And not so much, it sort of maintains standard through the actual game updates. I don't think here's my suspicion. My suspicion is not enough people are actually playing to be disappointed by a game update to go to the refund subreddit to make a traffic spike happen.
Yeah. Well, one thing you're fighting is people can go and get a refund and just fly under the radar, don't say anything.
Oh, that's great. We're not all right, this is my little
spiel.
Okay,
hold on. I might have to cut you off. I don't want you promoting your fuddy buddy website, whatever that thing is.
No. By every mean, it's not a promotion. I get accused a lot of running.
I'm familiar with the accusations that are always, you know, really.
Sure.
I don't even know what to call them. They're just they're just
insane.
Really,
they're insane.
I didn't want to say that word, but it's like I am invested in the Star Citizen community, and this is why I'm doing this, or whatever the motivation is.
For anybody who's not familiar with, and I feel like I should give a backstory for this just briefly, in case anybody who's not already a thread regular listens to it. I get accused a lot of falsifying refunds and running a subreddit that is fake and is designed to hurt Star Citizen. And that could not be farther from the truth. Almost every refund we've ever gotten that we found out was fake was from a dude
Weirdo.
Who really, really hates Derek Smart.
Uh-huh.
The Star Citizen refund subreddit is not a high score. We do not keep track of who is refunded what. It is not there to judge or base any economic knowledge of Cloud Imperium Games' financial situation off of. If people get refunds and they don't share it there, if that's what they wanted to do, great. If people don't get refunds, also great. We're not in the business of pushing refunds on people. We are a knowledge
resource.
Not
a business at all.
No, it's not. There is no business. One of the craziest accusations that gets hurled at me a lot.
Okay,
is that,
hit me with this one. This is gonna be good.
The refund subreddit is designed to get people to want a refund so that the moderators, myself included, can swoop in and buy ships at a discount off the gray market.
I've seen this.
And yeah, and I'm still not 100% sure how they think that's supposed to work. But it
sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of effort, but it could not be farther from the truth. So if the point of that is the Star Citizen refund subreddit is by no means the end-all, be-all arbiter of interest in Star Citizen or community engagement or community attitude. But what I can say is we do see huge, huge spikes in traffic every time Chris Roberts gets on stage and talks about his game. Take that for what you want. Interpret it how however you like.
I'm not even sure how to interpret that. I'm going to have to think about that when I'm sober.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't ascribe too much meaning to it, but
no.
I think that more people certainly I can say this. We get higher traffic after events than we do get after patches. I don't think that the patches are not drivers
visits to Star Citizen refund.
Well, we'll do a whole episode on Reddit at some point. Let's jump back a topic or two. Are you saying we should do like just a one-on-one, or do you think three people in here is okay? Do you think four people's in here is okay? What's your thoughts?
Okay, so I think
we're open development here on the podcast.
Sure.
Hey,
sure.
What are we going to call this thing?
Yeah, the listeners are watching the Kickstarter pitch right now.
What are we going to call this thing?
If it were me, I would totally change it up. I would do. I don't know what your schedule is like and how many of these you want to be able to do in a month or in 2 months or whatever. But I would do a one-on-one episode, and then I would do a roundtable episode,
okay,
and then maybe another one-on-one episode. Just absolutely change it up. I think that four or five is the most that I think you want to get.
Right.
At a certain point, you all just start talking over each other.
Sure.
But, of course, this all comes with the caveat that I am in no way a podcast expert. But I think it would be really, really cool to do occasional, maybe, you know, every other show or every third show or whatever.
I like where you're going with this. I'm like reading your mind. Dude.
I think it would be really cool to do a little mind meld thing. Yeah.
We're like thinking on the same channel. I think I know where you're going with. Go ahead, hit me.
I think it would be cool to do every other show or every third show or whatever, like a real tight, in-depth, one-on-one,
Dude.
I wanna know what Gorf's story is.
Oh my god. Can you imagine getting Gorf?
I wanna know what Beer for the Beer God story is, I know a little bit, but I would love to hear his version of things. I would love to hear it in his words. And then, you know, the next episode, do a big roundtable. Get a bunch of fucking lunatics
Let's do it!
Get me in here and Toops and Jabbo, and we can all just scream at each other. Like,
I think
variety...
Here's
a soundbite for you. I think variety is the spice of life. And to have a really engaging podcast, sometimes you need to do in-depth one-on-one looks at a person or poster. And sometimes you need to just do fucking free-for-alls where we all just beat the shit out of each other with bats or whatever. Maybe not that last one. Maybe that might be too far.
Now I'm surprised by something. You, Beatwagon, and Beer for the Beer Guard are the only two moderators of the Star Citizen thread, as far as I'm aware. I mean,
that is accurate.
Used to show up there.
Whole subform.
You are telling me that you guys are not rubbing today. You're not rubbing each other every day. You're not butt buddies. That's what you're telling me? What?
I just buried the lead on that one. I totally tanked a whole bunch of jokes I could have made. But yeah, no, we actually, I actually know Beer from way back in the day, but I actually don't think he knows this. I used to talk to him on Reddit a lot under my
The fucking Reddit alts.
Under my old account way back before I was ever a goo. But I don't think he knows that. We talk briefly from time to time, but he's a busy guy, and I am occasionally also busy. So here's what I'll say. Here's the only thing, the absolute only thing I will say on this or any podcast regarding Something Awful moderation. If you see a post that you think is breaking the rules, report it. That is it. That's all I will say.
I know, because you already said you don't read every post. So, yeah,
I did say I don't read every post.
Dude, I don't know why. Maybe my account's not old enough or something, but I get a quote button, I don't get a report button. I don't know if it's in my settings.
Do you not have platinum?
I don't have platinum.
You don't have platinum.
Not on this account.
Well, I don't know why this decision was made. It happened many, many moons before I was ever involved with Something Awful, but you have to have platinum to report people. So, you know, pay your tax or don't report people, I guess. I don't know.
All right, well, for those of you that don't know, Low Tax is having a medical procedure this Thursday, Or
oh yeah, or yeah. This is a
so definitely upgrade to platinum if you can. I didn't know that's why my report button was missing. Now that I know that, boom, I'm gonna hit that.
Yeah, yeah. Report posts you don't, you know, report posts that you think are breaking the rules or that you don't like. That's I can't guarantee that they'll all work out the way you want, but it's the best way to make sure that.
So you review every single report.
Something gets addressed.
In that subform.
Don't report every. Do not report every post. I will lose my mind. But yeah, I do read every report. Either I do or Beard speak on.
Maybe we'll go into something off of moderation because I have a few questions about that. In another episode, just have to stay tuned, folks.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what I was getting what I was getting at is, you and Beer God are not collaborating. You know what? I love it when Beer for the Beer God posts, dude. Have you seen the Something Awful Star Citizen thread recap best posts? Like dominated by Beer for the Beer God, totally dominated. Yeah. It's not my choice. These posts are just too good not to put in there.
Yeah, no, Beer's a great poster. I love him a whole lot, and it's always fun when I get to hang out and chat with him.
Blew my mind when you said get him on this podcast. Holy crap, would that be
Absolutely. I would be shooting him emails right now if I. Because you know what, the thing with him is,
tell me about Beer.
He's got a really interesting Star Citizen backstory that I would love to hear
most
laid out.
Most interesting, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, I didn't go into mine because it's honestly pretty fucking boring. Like my Star Citizen backstory starts when I became a mod of the Refund subreddit, basically. Huh? But Beer has been a...
Can I interrupt you for a second? You're not the original creator of that 8 sub?
No, I am not.
Oh,
I am
I
not
know that.
The original creator.
I thought
creator.
You were the original.
No, actually, that's a common misconception. I am just the...
Inheritor.
I guess the most hated moderator. I don't know if...
So you're still not the owner.
Everybody else...
I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, everybody else flies a little bit under the radar, but I am in no way the original creator of the subreddit. I'm just there. I'm just a moderator. Please take it up with one of the other guys if you're mad about it.
Hey,
it's not my fault.
Guys, give this guy a break. He's moderating two websites with a lot of shit posters. I know you shit posters.
No, it's, you know what? I require no sympathy. It's a labor of love, and quite frankly,
that's
most
the word
of the time,
I was looking.
Even...
for. That's the phrase I was looking for earlier.
For the tracker.
Labor of love.
I think
labor of love.
I think crime of passion is a way better descriptor.
I've never heard that. I'm writing that down.
A crime of passion. Oh, so that's when a crime of passion is like you
murdered
walk into
your
house and your wife is fucking another guy and you just lose your mind and you kill them.
That's not admissible.
That's crime of passion.
That's not admissible under law, right?
Oh, no, you can still totally go to jail for it.
Okay, good.
It's still murder.
Hey.
But the idea is that it's something that just is almost unstoppable. You can't stop yourself from doing it. And I like to think of the Star Citizen Tracker project is such a thorn in the sides of people who want to hide the truth that I like to think of it as a crime of passion.
Well, I hope we can go into this more in another episode, but
yes, yeah,
I will say,
yeah, should we wrap it up with the low tax thing? That was probably, do you want to give
what's the low
pitch?
Tax thing? Just
a little shout out to low tax and we'll say goodbye and take off.
Sure. Let's wrap it up. Let's think about wrapping it up. I'm having too much fun to end now, dude. Don't make me stop. But
fair enough. All right.
I would say.
I got a little more in me.
I was gonna say
15-20 minutes.
Yeah. Concerning the Star Citizen Tracker, I hope it is not a thorn in the side of Cloud Imperium Games CIG.
I hope it is.
Well, I hope it's a tolerable thorn, but a motivating thorn. I think I changed the text recently to say it is intended to be useful to developers and fans, and that was not my writing, that was someone else's writing, but I really loved it, and I hope that it is useful. I hope that Star Citizen can one day be a game without the air quotes.
Yeah, sure, me too. I think that there's a... I think that that's an important point to address, is that there's a common misconception that all of us are doing this because we want Star Citizen to explode, implode, and fail. And while that is certainly true for some people, it is not true for, I would say, probably the majority. It's just that we don't think it's gonna succeed. I hope that the Star Citizen tracker is a thorn in the sides of the developers, in the same way that I hope the community starts holding their feet to the fire. It has nothing to do with wanting Star Citizen to fail, or bomb, or fail, or whatever. But I think that at this point, that thorn in the side is required for the game to be good. That was remarkably lucid.
That was sublime. That was absolutely sublime. Feelings go back and forth. You know, some days I want to see the fireworks. Some days I want to see, you know, some kind of something useful emerge from this.
Sure. I mean, I think it's
has been incredible, phenomenal. Star Citizen is phenomenal. Star Citizen is good every day, forever. Amen.
The ARG, you mean. Star Citizen, the ARG.
I am still struggling with my feelings on that.
Anyways, let's think about wrapping it up.
I don't know what the time is on here, but yeah, dude, it's been great talking to you. This is fun. Let's do this.
Yeah.
What do you think? Next week, Tuesday, or what? I want to get this published tonight, if possible.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. I don't know. We'll have to probably get together in the time and suss out a schedule for sure. But I would love to come back and do this again. I've got a lot more insane things to say about space video games. I've got a lot more credibility to destroy of my own and perhaps of others, and I would love to lower the credibility of this podcast by coming on here and saying insane things again.
Hey,
that would be
We have fun, it's fine by me.
Absolutely.
I love your ideas about having different people or doing a round table. Model working elsewhere. Let's do it.
All professionalism aside, I seriously think that's the move. I don't know if it's something that anybody else would be interested in, but I would love to hear like a poster profile of people, and then I would love to hear like roundtable. You know what I mean? Like just get some of the guys.
Dude, roundtable sounds
of really good
fun.
Get some roundtables going on. I am not gonna. I think I already gave a shout out. Something Jones for his transcripts, but I'm not gonna. The one thing I won't do is start shouting out posters, because I love you all. You are all my favorite posters, and in no way am I biased towards any of you whatsoever.
I love you,
and
posters.
So please don't think that.
I love you, posters. When I refresh the thread and I see zero new posts, I cry a little bit inside. I really do.
I breathe a sigh of relief. but we're coming from totally different perspectives on that.
Yeah. Well.
I'm a huge fan of the Star Citizen thread, and I think it's.
Even in the lean times,
I think it's very funny and good reading.
You know. There's been times when I refresh the page four times, no new posts. I am in pain. I'm really in pain.
Okay, so I think that the lesson there is you gotta branch out, my man. There's all kinds of good stuff happening on Something Awful. You just gotta go find it.
Yeah. I'm spreading my wings a little bit.
Yeah, you just gotta spread your wings and fly a tiny bit.
How do we end this?
Yeah, no, the Star Citizen thread is great. I
I could talk 30 minutes about the Star Citizen thread. Don't open that can of worms.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That's probably we'll be here for another 6 hours, and then what'll happen is I'll saying who my favorite posters are, and then who my least favorite posters are, and then they'll have a persecution complex for the rest of time about it.
Don't do that.
I love you all. You're all great. Goodbye.
Love you guys.
Start all right. So should we let's put a nice little
let's put a cherry on top somewhere
on this. I'm gonna, if you don't mind, I'll take us out of here.
Do it.
And at the end of this, we can both say goodbye, and we'll just wrap that up. So this has been our first podcast. This has been a sort of vaguely Star Citizen themed podcast, but sort of also not. My name is Beatwagon. I'm the moderator of the Something Awful Star Citizen / Kickstarter subforum, and also the Something Awful Refund subreddit, one of many. Not the only one. So if you're going to hate somebody, please, pick one of the other guys. And this has been Virtual Captain, who is the hugely impressive keeper of not only the Star Citizen Tracker, which you can get to at starcitizentracker.github.com. Is that right?
.io.
Something like that. And the Star Citizen Recap thread, where you can read all of the best posts from the Star Citizen thread without having to look at pictures of my dog or Gary Oldman's face or a bunch of dumb slap fighting about what commas are supposed to mean. So thank you guys for listening. We are going to see you at some unspecified time in the future. Good night.
That's going to be it for today. This is your virtual captain reminding you to sit back and enjoy the dumpster fire.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.